Welcome to Accelerate Your Destiny. Are you ready to get what you want in life and career? Hi, my name is Kashana Merrow. I am your podcast host, and I am excited to be talking to you today about developing a winning mindset, overcoming self-doubt and limiting beliefs. So when I think about developing a winning mindset, one of the things that I have to share with you is my own story in terms of how my mindset was stopping me from not only growing, but also stopping me from winning. I grew up in a family that was a beautiful, loving family, but not a lot of dreamers. I don't think that we did a great job at not only having dreams, but also nurturing dreams. And as you can imagine, that in and of itself was very limiting for me. It really limited what I thought was possible. So now how do we get from this space where we have this limiting belief and get to this place where we are actually dreaming? What do we do to shift our mindset? One of the things that I have done some study on is having a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. And doing a lot of internal work, I realized that my mindset was very fixed. Now, when I talk about a fixed mindset, one of the words that I liken to that is someone who is pessimistic. You know, nothing's going to work. This didn't work for everyone else, so it's not going to work for me. I'm not sure I can do this. Oh, well, the opportunity wasn't for me. Again, I'm telling on myself because I was very much that person. Well, when I looked at the growth mindset, it challenged me to be the opposite. It challenged me to go beyond what my situation and circumstances were and believe in myself, believe that I could actually do it. Now, that is going to take some time and it's going to take some consistency as well as perseverance. To grow up in a specific space and actually come against everything that you've grown up with, like to resist what's in you, can be difficult. But I had to make a decision that if I was going to see something different, then I had to do something different. My mindset had to shift from this fixed place to this place of growth and abundance. Because I realized that this fixed place was not only causing me to be unhappy, but it was also causing me to be in poverty. It was causing me to have this mindset where I just didn't think that I could do anything, or that's not for me. It's not cut out for me. It's for everyone else, and I'll cheer them along, but it's not me. So I want you to kind of think about where you are right now. Are you that person that feels that way, that everyone else can do it? Everyone else can get married. Everyone else can get the promotion. Everyone else can drive nice cars or live in, big houses. But I'm not sure that's for me. If that is you, then you are living in a very limited belief with a fixed mindset. So, Kashana, now that I see this is happening, what do I need to do to shift to a growth mindset? Great question. I'm so glad that you asked because that was my question. Like, okay, now that I know this about me, what do I do? Well, the first thing I want to congratulate you on is knowing that about you, is knowing that, hey, this is where I've been. This is where I am right now. I need to fix it. Part of everything that we talk about on this podcast is really becoming self-aware. It's knowing you. It's being able to identify and acknowledge the things that we don't oftentimes want to acknowledge because they're hidden and we don't want anyone else to see them. So let's acknowledge where you are right now and say, okay, what do I need to do? Or how can I take those steps to get into this place where I have this growth mindset? So it's, again, going to take you being on purpose and intentional, but I would say begin to write down what you want to see for your life. For instance, if you want wealth, how does that look? What do I need to do to manage the money that I have right now? Let's say you want a home, Okay, how does that look? What do I need to do to make sure that my credit score is up or I save money? What do I need to say no to? Believing that you can actually achieve these things is half the battle. Believe in yourself. That's going to shift your mindset in and of itself. Making sure that you believe the best about you. Now, that's not saying that I don't have things to work on, but it is saying that I believe that I can be better than I am. As we are evolving in life, there will always be something that you need to become better in, that you need to do better in. So it's okay to say that I'm a work in progress. I want you to say that. I want you to know that, because if we're going to get to this growth mindset, you have to have those aspirations, right? You have to have those things that bring you out, if you will, of those limited beliefs. So let's make sure that we take the time to speak to ourselves, to say, I'm better than this. I deserve more than this. I can accomplish this. This is something that is within my scope. I will get the education for this. I will obtain the knowledge for this. I'm empowered by this. I can accomplish this. Do you see how my language has changed? Your language has got to change about you. I'll say that again. Your language, your verbiage has got to change about you. And the thing about it is, when you begin to shift your mindset and you start talking better about yourself, then you kind of have a different swag about you. You know, it's like, hey, I'm here. You know, like, I believe in me. You walk with confidence because you're clear about where you're going. You got to check out the podcast about the goal setting. But you it all goes together. It all goes together. Your confidence, it rises up. You begin to push your shoulders back and walk with your head up because you have a growth mindset and a belief in you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You become the CEO of your own life. The CEO of your own life. Now, I know that we're used to saying the chief executive officer. Yes, that's what CEO means, but I want to kind of give you something else. I want to give you CEO as meaning creating exciting opportunities. How do you create exciting opportunities for your life? You got to have a growth mindset to be able to do that. You got to have that I can do attitude. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you the whole story. Here's the entire story, including in my own life. There will be a lot of mistakes along the way that you make. There will be times that you want to give up. There will be times that you actually don't feel like you're capable of doing it. Because sometimes we have these series of events that happen that lead us into this place that's more dark than it is light. But it's those moments that you're called to be resilient. It's those moments that you're called to do more. If you can just push and press against whatever is trying to hold you down, I promise you'll see results like never before. I know the self-doubt kind of takes our breath away sometimes, but I don't just believe it, I know it. I know that if you do this, I know that if you fight, I know that if you press, you will win. Not just win sometimes, but you will win every single time. Why? Because you believe in you. Today is a good day to start. Don't wait until new month. Don't wait until new day. Don't wait until new year. Today is your day. Go ahead and start. So here's your homework. Take out a piece of paper, write down every negative fixed thing that you have or that you can think of about yourself. Remember, the fixed mindset is the pessimist. The person who says, I can't do this, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough. Go ahead and write those down on a piece. I want you to get it out of your head onto paper. Now, after you've done that, go through each one of those words or phrases and replace them with something that's growth mindset related. I can do this. I am worthy. I am wealthy. And for the next 30 days, I want you to get so familiar with those words that you become them, that you're not just writing them or saying them, but you are them. That's your homework. Are you going to do it? I hope so. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.